Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Red lights at the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We'll routine to call a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Red lights at the round table, our shows are more, we're able. So many times we give and blind to our quiet unseen label. We're off to bed in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sam, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would
hear... Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away!
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
He, King Shaziz the Terrible. All rise for King Shaziz the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. and the old I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join into the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html. It's like three chat rooms in one. And so with that said, this is kind of weird being out here at this time of the day or night or whatever it is, wherever you're at. So I hope you enjoy this show for the next 3 hours. And let's see, there was something else I had on my brain that I just kind of like, it went to the side, man. I lost it. Anyway, I've been joined by Honorable Knight Thomas, and I'm not sure who else is going to pop in here before it's all said and done. But posted a video down there in the chat room late last night, so probably didn't see it till early this morning. And I'm probably going to try to play a bit of it live. This particular video talks about the secret, the CIA secret plan for Trump. It's by a network called Insurgency Broadcast. And I just want to play a bit of this thing right here. Listen real close.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda flooded social media. So-called fake news can have real-world consequences. Lives are at risk.
Wow, I might agree with Hillary. She says that fake news has real-life consequences. Kind of like this.
This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. In actuality...
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Which does have real-life consequences by causing this.
Send that helicopter down!
Or how about this sweet piece?
Okay, I gotta skip past this next one because he's gonna drop it.
Including our embassies and consulates.
No, it had nothing to do with radical Islamic terrorism. You know, it's just these jihadists are just sitting on the internet on YouTube, clicking refresh, waiting for a stupid video to come up before they decide to go on their jihad. Yeah, that's real. Wait, wasn't it real news that if I like my doctor, I get to keep my doctor?
If you like your doctor or healthcare plan, you can keep it.
If you like your healthcare plan, you can keep your healthcare plan. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep it.
Until I got that letter in the mail from my insurance company canceling my plan, yeah, that was real. Or how about this in-depth investigative journalist really getting to the bottom of the story here?
Something odd happened to this plane. Something beyond our understanding. But what if it was something fully that we don't really understand? A lot of people have been asking about that, about black holes and on and on and on.
It was a black hole. It was a targeted black hole that just sucked up the plane. Right? That's real. Or how about the real news telling us that everything that has ever happened in this country and on this planet is Russia's fault?
The Russian government has engaged in espionage against Americans.
The U.S. has fingered the Russians. Let's see what the Russians say about that.
Putin would have a dog in this fight, would want to see Donald Trump...
All right, so the audio on this thing ain't very very good, but I suppose you can get the hint. If you get an opportunity to go over there, subscribe to Insurgency Broadcast Network over there off of YouTube, some of what they were talking about, essentially, if you've been hearing, like the mainstream media here recently, you've been hearing a whole lot about fake news. Fake news would be kind of like us, I guess. But do we give news, Thomas?
I don't think we normally talk about news. Sometimes you talk about ideas because of news that's going on, but usually you don't get too deep into what's actually currently going on, so...
Yeah, so maybe we're not a part of that target. We're not actually getting targeted, because we're just...
I think I know who you're talking about, though, because there was a big post on Facebook about how they're trying to discredit independent media because they were exposing a bunch of pedophiles.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of...
They apparently have a bunch of buddies that work for the news companies that are pedophiles in high places, so they didn't like that.
There's a whole kind of, just a lot of cover-up going, a lot of scrambling, because the mainstream government, you know, the establishment crew, I guess you'd say, you know, there are a few people, as far as I'm concerned, in the government, and like places like Congress, and maybe even one or two or a few in the Senate, but for the most part, the ones been in there for 30, 40 years, they got so much dirt on them, they got so much corruption, that they can't afford to have a wildcat like Donald Trump coming in there and shaking things up. Because, like you said, you know, there's a conspiracy theories, well, I hate using that word because I know usually it's the alternative media is closer to the real news than the supposed mainstream media, who, in my view, is the fake news, and that's essentially what this guy on Insurgency Network we're talking about. But there's one out there called Pizzagate that's been going on now. Regardless of whether it's a CIA psyop to try to discredit the alternative media or whether it's real, I wouldn't care whether it was fake or real. If somebody made allegations such as trying to harm children or trafficking children and stuff like that, it should be investigated regardless. Look, I apologize, but we got to look into this because these are serious allegations. And if they don't turn out to be true, then you're welcome to go sue these individuals for slander, whatever. But we're going to look into it because if you ever go into any store these days, you'll see these posters with a whole bunch of different missing children on there. They're missing teenagers, anywhere from children to teenagers. Every once in a while, you'll see an adult on them posters. But it just seems like that poster just continues to fill up, and it's been filling up for years. So one would have to ask, here in America, where's all these people going? You know? And when you question stuff like that, and then some sort of deal comes up like that, what if this was true, that they were actually trafficking children here in the United States? Now, trafficking children and slavery, you know, it goes on in this world. You know, that's what we're told. It's out there. So if it's over there in third world countries, I don't really see any reasoning why it wouldn't be in one of the wealthiest nations with some of the sickos that we have to contend with on a daily basis. You see where I'm coming from, Thomas?
Yeah.
So these are serious allegations. I remember one time you told me, Thomas, about something that was occurring that really nobody else was looking into, but once you heard it, you had to go ahead and investigate into the situation. And I respect you for doing that, because I would do exactly the same thing. You know, now that I hear this stuff, potential things going on like this, you know, and if you really pay attention to what's going on out there, like in Hollywood, there's some pretty nasty things going on in Hollywood. And a lot of allegations coming from some of the young child actors that they've been messed with during the time where they were in there. Now, I don't put nothing past all these crazies. And especially when the emails started coming out about John Podesta and all that kind of stuff, and then they started showing some pictures of art that they had took that he had in his house, man. I'm looking at some of these pictures, and I'm like, my God, who would want this on the wall of their house? Some really disturbing pictures, you know? And then they showed some inside footage of some of these different pizza houses that, you know, had some pretty disturbing pictures on their websites and stuff like that. And so, for the average Joe or anybody in society to just overlook it, you know, oh, no, they wouldn't do something like that. They're just a pizza house, for Pete's sake, or whatever. You know, these emails that came out, they were pretty damning as far as, you know, the content of different, for everything from money laundering to, you know, whatever you want to call it, racketeering and potential child pedophilia and all kinds of stuff. Now, mainstream media wants to try to put it off on Russia like Russia's the one doing it. And I'm saying Russia had nothing to do with any of that. You know, even if they did, who cares? The content of that, actually Putin said it himself. He said, you know, even if we would have hacked them, which we didn't, I think they'd be more concerned about the content of the emails as opposed to the other. Because if any of that's even remotely true, you're talking about some serious allegations that go up to the highest levels of government. You know, and when you've got agencies such as alphabet soup agencies that not even Congress has oversight over, you know, I was listening to Jason Chavis in one of the deals on CNN, and he's talking to this guy, and he's saying, what is it that you think Congress can't see? Because Congress is the one that pays for everything. All these agencies are there because Congress, you know, passed it into law that they could be an agency. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had the power to begin with. And so Congress is supposed to have the oversight of them. But then when they get to talking about there's some things that are so secret that not even Congress can know about, I would start getting concerned about that. And you know, like the CIA deal, if you go back during the Bush administration, everybody, you know, always talks about how bad Bush was and about how they had the weapons of mass destruction deal that the CIA said they had weapons of mass destruction. And so we went over there, we got into war with these folks. Well, turns out they didn't find them when they got over there. Maybe somebody hit them before they got there. They had plenty of warning ahead of time that we were coming, so they could have hit them, you know. But regardless of the fact, the same CIA that got us in there that said there was weapons of mass destruction, no weapons of mass destruction were found, now you're going to have the same exact CIA trying to say that Russia hacked our elections. Now, you heard during the debate Hillary was talking about going to war with Russia. It came out of her own mouth. You know, this isn't a conspiracy theory. This isn't something we're making up out here. You know, the alternative media has got so fed up with the mainstream media just flat out lying to people and have cared enough about their country to literally try to fight for, you know, freedom or try to block out certain legislations that was coming down the pipe or regulations and all that kind of stuff. Told everybody about the National Defense Authorization Act and the Patriot Act and told them what that really meant. You know, even Obamacare, before it ever even came out, explained what it said in there. Nancy Pelosi said, we got to pass this bill to find out what's in it. That is not only the most irresponsible thing to even say, but it's dangerous to be saying that you haven't even read the bill, but you're going to vote on it, whether yay or nay, you're going to pass the doggone thing. You're talking about people's rights and freedoms and lives and even livelihood or whatever for that matter. So, with all the corruption going on in the mainstream media and the flat-out lies, catching them in green screening and all kinds of other stuff and flat-out fake stories that they then had to come back and retract, you know, one has to say that's the reason why the alternative media became so powerful. The alternative media has literally kicked the butts of the mainstream media and the established elite in the Congress and the Senate. So, right now, the American people and actually the people of the world hold the cards in their hands. If they just keep doing what it is they've been doing, to keep fighting for their right, the freedoms of speech and stuff. You know, you got the mainstream media out there talking about how this is a fake news outlet and all this. After all their lies, you catch them lying. You catch them being hypocritical. And all the senators and congressmen and politicians out there, the career politicians, will sit there and lie to your face, tell you whatever you want to hear, so that you'll rush out and elect them. They're going to try to scare you into saying, well, they're going to steal Granny's Social Security or Grandpa's wooden leg or whatever. You know, they'll say whatever they have to say against the opposite side in order to get you to go vote for the Democratic Party. Now, one time in history, Democratic Party might not have been so bad. I ain't saying that they weren't always corrupt, because, yeah, they've had some situations going all the way back to slavery and everything else.
Well, actually, the Republicans were the ones that... I'm getting a really bad echo. I don't know if that's showing up on the radio show or not.
No, it's
but,
not.
It might
it's
make
not.
It hard to understand me.
It's not. I can hear you.
Let's put it this way. Lincoln was a Republican.
Yeah, he got shot.
So what's that tell you? You know, well, yeah, but what was he doing? You know, I mean, for whatever reason he did it, still, what was he doing?
It's hard to
say. Even if it wasn't him, his idea to abolish slavery, it was the Republican people within the Republican Party that pushed that idea, and they had more than one agenda behind it too. So, you know.
Well, I'm not saying
Which we know that at least one of them was, hey, you know, it's wrong to basically own another human being.
Yep.
Like they're nothing more than cattle. So
I'm not saying that the
And they ran into all kinds of opposition during that time. Like, oh, well, everybody will starve if we don't have the work coming from the slaves to, you know, to provide food, and we'll go cold because we don't have cotton to make clothes out of, because there just won't be enough cotton made. And those people just said, we don't care. It's wrong. And if the human race is going to perish for not doing something evil, then I guess that's what we should do. But otherwise, you know, American ingenuity. We'll figure something out, you know.
Yeah.
In the meantime, this is wrong. It ends. Rest of the world was still, you know, humming and hawing about it, and America led the forefront at that time. Unfortunately, times have, you know, have changed, and now you see what the Republican Party is all about. That's
yeah.
why I said Trump isn't going to have as easy a time as everybody seems to think, even though he ran under the Democratic ticket, I mean the Republican ticket, to get into office. He's not carrying the you know, they're going to, the Republican Party that's got control of everything right now is going to resist him the way they did all the Republicans that were in office were resisting anything Obama tried to do.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't expect to see a whole lot happen.
I'm not saying that the Republican Party isn't without its flaws, because, you know, history's shown that there are, you know, there's a terminology out there called RINO, Republican in name only. And that's not far from the truth, because there are a lot of Republicans out there that sound a whole lot like Democrats, or liberal Democrats anyway. I'm not even saying that there ain't some good Democrats on the Democrat side. Well, what I am saying is that the establishment for all this deal, whether both sides are playing in the middle, such as the average Joe, sitting there trying to scare everybody into voting for the other side or whatever, the Democratic Party has gotten so doggone bad, it's ridiculous at how far they will actually go in order to try to literally manipulate elections. And
well, you know, actually, here's the thing, man. The way I'm looking at everything now, all the information I've got, I mean, it's kind of hard to piece this all together, but it does look an awful lot like basically Trump was the Republican equivalent of Bernie Sanders. And
yeah,
that might be why he decided to run Republican, is because they weren't as, I don't know, organized with their corruption. So he figured he had a greater chance if he ran on that ticket as opposed to running on a Democrat side against, say, Hillary, which he would have more information on that than a lot of people, since he was close friends with the Clintons.
Yeah.
So he probably knew what was going on in the DNC. He probably heard them talking about too much stuff, and they didn't think anything of it because he had already given them money for their campaigns and whatnot. He's bought politicians. He knows how the game works.
Sure he does. But ironically enough, when they went to do the recount in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and one other one, I can't remember which one it was, but the counts were coming back, he was getting more votes because they were having to discount a whole bunch of multi-counts per vote for Hillary. So,
well, you mean he wasn't getting more counts, he was getting a higher percentage.
Yeah, well, but
his percentage went up as the fake votes for the Democrat side started falling away, and you got to see the real percentage that they should have been recognized as. I got you.
Well, and one other point is that during the election, they made a really big stink whenever Hillary was talking about how if she won, would Trump back down, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Concede?
Huh?
Concede?
Yeah, he'd concede, you know, graciously. Well, Trump, knowing how much corruption's on the mainstream media and how they'd pounded Trump through the whole entire deal, even before the election, before the primaries were even done, they kept pounding him on this deal, talking about how bad he was, calling him a racist, and everything they could say to demonize the man. They kept
Notice they weren't doing any of that whenever the primaries are going on, because Hillary's response was, no, I'm focused on Bernie. After the primaries are done and it's actually the Democrats versus the Republicans, then I'll focus on other parties.
Yeah.
Other quote-unquote parties.
But they flat out stole it from Bernie. and they got caught doing it. What surprised me was that Bernie turned around and endorsed Hillary after it was all said and done.
Yeah, he kept saying, anybody but Trump, anybody but Trump.
Yeah, well, see,
I don't know, maybe the main reason he didn't want Trump in there is because Trump has zero political, what do you call it?
He's not a politician.
That's true, but what I'm saying is he doesn't have any political experience. So he has no idea how to combat those that are going to try to resist him when he gets in office, and Bernie thinks he's got more because he's been in Congress. He's been, I think it was governor.
Yeah, well, that's the key, though. The average Joe out here that rushed to the polls to make sure Hillary didn't get it, they don't want the guy that's been in office for a long time. They want the guy that's going to shake the doggone foundation up.
Well, that's just it, though. He's only one guy. He can't do that. That's like saying, hey, you, go over there And you see that tree trunk over there? I want you to go shake that by yourself. And
true.
Make sure the stuff that's up at the top falls. And he turns around to look at the tree trunk and it's Devil's Tower.
True, but you got to hear it.
I'm
gotta,
not going to move that.
You got to hear it this way. This is the key.
No. I understand that. I understand that they don't want a regular guy. And what this is going to have to do to have any value is people are going to, whenever the midterms come, and when they're voting for the congressman and whatnot, they need options like that, and they're going to have to go out in force and also vote for more non-politicians in those positions and get rid of them. Because those are the people that are going to be the most danger to anything that Trump tries to do that's not political, that's actually, you know, going against politicians and rich people and for the common good of the entire country.
Well, where I'm saying Trump's going to have his power at is because he's already a well-known celebrity, all right? Where he's going to have his power at is he's actually going to have the platform, because they're not going to stop giving him free airtime. That's why...
Right. You're saying basically shake the people up so they'll contact their political officers and tell them what they have to do in order to continue getting their votes.
Yeah, he's going to...
These people don't care about that, though.
They're
more worried about getting killed.
He's gonna get in there, and they're gonna give him a ton of free airtime, trying like heck to demonize him and delegitimize him through the entire process. Now that is if he ever takes office, because the dirty tricks ain't over yet, folks. They're not done yet. They're still harassing the Electoral College, trying to steal votes that way, and they're trying to get the Congress to look into possible that the election was skewed by the doggone Russians. Not to mention, they're trying to get the CIA say that Russia really did hack the elections, which would delegitimize, and it could in fact actually potentially keep Obama in there longer until they redid the election. You know, so. They're not done yet. They are so scared. This man's actually going to take the oath of office and take into the White House that you think about this. Think about when Kennedy was back there. For whatever people thought about Kennedy, whether they thought he was a good man or a bad guy or whatever, you got to remember where most folks got their information was the same media we're fighting against now. But they shot Kennedy. Kennedy came out and gave this great speech about this secret society and big old massive war machine out there that had to come to light. Well, he was going to bring it to light, and they wasn't going to have no part of that. So my fear is the same thing could potentially happen to Trump. I hope it doesn't. You know, I hope everything goes smoothly. I hope he gets in office. I hope he does what he said he was going to do. Or even if he gets in office and just buys America some more time by, you know, keeping trees shook up enough to where they can't pass a whole bunch of more legislations and regulations to tear this country apart. You know,
maybe what he needs to do then, too, is pardon people like Snowden for exposing the corruption in the government.
Well, yeah, something.
And set a precedent for that and say, look, you're not going to do this anymore. Although I don't know that somebody like Snowden could actually trust a pardon like that, because just because Trump is okay with him coming back doesn't mean that, like you said, all the alphabet soups are going to let it go. They aren't going to just do something behind their back and totally ignore what they've been told to do.
Yeah.
In other words, you don't, just because they say stand down, that doesn't mean they're going to stand down.
Oh, yeah.
And if they've been paid well enough, they'll... Just about anybody can be bought.
Well, when you got
that's the whole point.
When you got billionaires like George Soros out there behind the scene that's able to pay to send protesters into areas and start trouble, or pay for people's election campaigns and buying and selling and trading congressmen all day long like it ain't nothing. You know, this is what makes our system so dangerous, is because you don't know who you can trust. You know, it's like your local police department. You might have 10, 15 good cops in that police department, but if you got 5 or 6 corrupt ones, they can get by with a lot of stuff before they ever even get caught, because they're inside. The same thing.
And you've got enough of them that are working together at that point then.
Yeah. And so you go to the police to tell them about some crime. Well, it turns out they were involved in the crime to begin with, and suddenly you become the target. And that's scary, man. That's scary
well,
stuff.
Well, the problem with the 10 or 15 good versus five bad is that the second you get a rotten apple in a batch, the rest of the batch is going to end up rotten, too.
And that's the way it works, too.
And here's the other thing, too. You get ejection. If you have a barrel of clearly rotten apples and one good one shining out of all that, are you going to reach in and get one of the rotten ones, or are you going to pluck out one of the good one that's actually still edible-looking?
Well, personally, I wouldn't touch any of them if they're all nasty like that.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But when it comes to people, if you're sure somebody is completely on the up and up and you're hiring people to do the same job that they're getting paid much less and getting crapped on for doing it,
well, yeah,
what's
yeah,
the
I see what
that
you're
they're
going
to stick around and try to continue fighting a lost cause that is going to get them killed by one of their fellow officers because they're trying to actually turn them in.
Well, that's why I think that the average Joe needs to seek out these good people and support them, you know?
Right. So if you've got corrupt cops on a police roll, chances are if it's been going on for more than 2 or 3 years, the only good cops on there are too stupid to know what's going on, and therefore they're allowed to continue existing without being killed or threatened into becoming corrupt, unfortunately. Very unfortunate, but it's the truth.
This entire system, whereas it gives the illusion of total freedom and you get chances to live the American dream, if you step on the wrong toes in any part of society here in the United States, if you step on the wrong toes, you could find yourself not only on the wrong side of the law, but, floating down a river or something.
Yeah,
you know,
wrong side of the ground.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back through the history of the Clintons, man, there's everything from drugs to murder to all kinds of scandals, money laundering and everything like that. But the mainstream media, they kept protecting them until people started understanding that the reason why the mainstream media were protecting them because they were inviting mainstream media characters to come to their parties, catching them in compromising positions and getting video and pictures and evidence against them and blackmailing them to stay on their side. This is why they're panicking in Washington, D.C. is because a lot of these guys and gals out there, they got so much dirt on them that if one person goes down, Hillary had actually said, if I go down, I'll take everybody, all of Washington with me. You know?
Well, that's why I said a revolving boycott against the oil cartel.
Yeah.
Would work, because if you're literally boycotting just one company and they're facing bankruptcy or do cave to your demands, they're going to cave to your demands, and the second they do, nobody else is going to be able to trust them in that cartel. And once they've got one company they can't trust, they're going to all start looking at each other. And now the whole cartel will end up collapsing, and you'll actually get a fair price then, because they won't be able to price gouge anymore.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to organize to do it.
That's another good part about alternative media, is the fact that you can actually put that information out for other people to, like plant the seed, so to speak. Hey, don't go to so many movies in 1 week or something like it, or go just kind of shake it up a little bit. Go to one that's out of your way and buy your gas somewhere different each time, so these guys ain't getting so dang powerful that they, hit them in the pocket. That's basically it. Any of these corporations out there, you hit them in the pocket, you can get their attention. That's a fact. Matter of fact, I know a few folks that actually go out and write corporations when they find a product that they don't like or something like that. They'll go out and write the corporation a letter saying, I'm telling all my friends, something like on Facebook or whatever, not to buy your product because it stinks, And they will actually send, that company will actually send them out replacements for the product, and try to do what they can to appease them. So these corporations aren't beyond trying to make you happy.
Well, that's the thing, though. You're missing something even more important with social media. You're only looking at the manual side. It's very easy to write software that you can make an app for that social media that will use that social media as a conduit. And like you say, everybody's running around with a cell phone, right? The application will automatically update them the second that company that you're boycotting caves to your demands to switch to the next company, because that's what a revolving boycott is about, is going around the room You got a bunch of, it's like playing spin the bottle with all these oil companies, and whoever gets whoever the bottle spins and points at, you stop buying their gas.
Yep.
And you tell them this is what we want. Like, you don't like the price? Well, you gotta lower the price. Let's say the price is at $4 a gallon because they're gouging us, right? You gotta lower your price to $3.75, or we're not buying anything from you. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. You have to lower yours to $3.75. Well, when you stop charging $4 and you bring it down to $3.75, we'll come back and start buying, and we'll pass the buck to the next person. And when they come down to $3.75, then you spin the bottle again, and the next company, you gotta come down to $3.50.
Yep.
Or we're not coming back to you. And we will stay gone until you come down to $3.50, which means we'll stay gone until you go bankrupt if we have to. And then we'll spin the bottle again. One or two things has to happen. Either the company that is under the fire has to cave to the demands or collapse.
Yep.
And if either one happens, then you spin the bottle and go to the next company. And the other companies, when they see that, are going to go, oh my God, what if we're next? we can't handle that. I mean, 6 months of not buying our gas, we'll all be in the poorhouse.
And if you're seeing companies out there that, you could follow back to, atrocities being committed in other countries, making products or whatever, and then they bring it over here, they pay those guys and gals over there a penny on the dollar what they're selling it for, 300% markup over here, and polluting their lands and stuff like that. You don't have to support them. You can go out and buy from other people. Do a little bit of research on who sells the same type of product that you happen to need, and just, it's a little extra work to go out there and pay attention to the people you're buying from. But if you want society to change, you're going to have to stop feeding the beast, because that's exactly what's going on. These companies out here, they get so wealthy when they want something, like in the drug industry. They don't want to not be able to sell certain types of medicines, so they don't want anybody talking about alternative medicines out there, whether it be mainstream alternative or even in alternative medicines itself out there from natural cures or such. So they don't want that. They're going to fight against that. So they're going to lobby to Congress to get the Food and Drug Administration to reject this. If you look on any of the alternative deals, it says it's a food supplement. It won't say anything about any possible cures or health benefits or anything like that. It just says it's a food supplement. And the ones that...
The ones that do, they literally put a disclaimer on it. It says that nothing in this listing is FDA approved to diagnose or cure any illness or disease or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's all up to your choice. It's bio beware,
And so the key to that is, by putting that labeling on there, it makes it look like it's questionable whether it's going to help you or not. It probably could help you, but the thing is, the ones that are FDA approved, it sounds all authentic, the Food and Drug Administration.
Right. It's not the problem with it making it sound questionable. It's the fact that they make the other sound like it's not questionable, which is completely false.
Yeah.
They're both in the same boat.
Well, the Food and Drug Administration approves stuff like saccharin and aspartame and stuff like that that were approved for human consumption, because, like, aspartame, it's only so many parts per million makes it dangerous, so it's good. Little kids can chew gum with aspartame in it, or, it don't hurt to put some fluoride in your water, or, this much chlorine, because this isn't going to be that much. But what about, are they calculating the little kid who's, like, really super thirsty and is drinking a gallon or two of water a day?
That's the other thing too. Nobody knows anything about the chemistry behind this stuff, and it's not that hard to visually figure out what's going on if you just take the time to do the research. Like I said, I did my research and looked into it. I had heard that aspartame could cause ADD. I got to looking, and sure enough, the molecule looks almost identical to methamphetamine.
Yep.
And methamphetamine is proven to cause ADD if you don't already have it. That's why it works to balance somebody who has ADD so that they don't suffer the symptoms.
Well, and too
because
much...
Because they become dependent on it. If you take it, you become dependent on it.
Yep. And too much fluoride in your system can cause a deal called advanced fluoridosis, where your teeth start to turn brown.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, that people aren't counting on, too, when they look at that, there's a couple extra atoms on it, so, yeah, it's safe. Well, no, you're not counting biosynthesis. There's stuff that happens within an organic structure that's very erratic when you look at it as a whole. So there's always going to be some that's going to go whatever route you can think of because you're taking in so much of it. We already know that some causes a problem. So if you put anything in your system that can turn into methamphetamine, even if it is only like 1/100th of it that you're taking into your system, if you're drinking that stuff on a consistent basis because you're facing weight loss issues or you're facing diabetic issues, there's a very good chance that enough of it is going to accumulate damage-wise to your system from constantly being pounded by that little bit that converts into methamphetamine from coming into contact with ammonia that's trying to be discharged from the body or some other system, that you're going to end up suffering from the side effect of that.
Yeah.
And there aren't very many things in the natural world that match this so closely, you know. So they basically created something that has a much greater chance than anything that you normally would consume, and then they're pumping you full of so much of it that it's almost guaranteed to happen, and then they're walking away with no accountability. Zero accountability.
Well, there is a berry that, now of course everybody has to do their own research, but there's a berry that they say they found in Australia called blushwood berry or blushberry tree or something like that. Blushwood tree is what it is. Anyway, particular berry has a seed in it that they made an extract out of, and they said that this will cure some types of cancers within 48 hours. All right, now, whether or not this ever hits the mainstream, if you go up there, there's a website out there called eattheseeds.com that talks about benefits of different types of seeds. There's all kinds of different types of alternative medicines out there. But what I'm trying to get at is I've known a lot of people who have went through chemotherapy and died of cancer anyway, and they had a terrible death. They went through misery going through chemotherapy and taking pills that had like radioactive substances in it to supposedly fight off the cancer. Well, at the same time, breaking down their immune system and making them sick. My question to the mainstream medical community out there: if there is a potential that something natural such as that could literally solve cancer within 48 hours, why isn't this something that is like heavy-duty mainstream media? I can tell you why. It's not because the mainstream drug companies, they want to be able to sell their drugs. It's as simple as that. And it's not a conspiracy theory. I mean, these folks out here have done research on there. They say they got a cancer-fighting berry, then everybody on the planet should be at least looking into it, you know. Things like hemp seed oil, hemp seed or whatever, you know. There are all kinds of different alternative medicines that aren't approved by the Food and Drug Administration. And 99.9% of the time when these things aren't approved, it's because there was some lobbyist on some other side of the spectrum fighting against it tooth and nail, because it's obvious you don't want somebody going to give everybody medicine that is going to cure the common cold if you're trying to sell cold medicine. You see what I'm saying? It's a market thing. Am I wrong? You still there, Thomas? Yeah, I think I lost Thomas. Well, maybe he'll be
back.
No,
I had to mute my mic, man.
Oh.
I had something going on here. You got to stop doing that, man.
Sorry.
You can't see where I'm at, so don't push me in front of the bus.
All right, well, anyway, I don't know how much of what I said you heard, but essentially...
Yeah, I heard all of it. And a part of the problem is that the FDA, it relies on the drug industry and the, the pharmaceutical industry, I should say, to self-govern. So if you want to get something approved, you have to do studies on it. You have to do testing. This costs money. And... it requires you have certification to be allowed to submit your findings too. And they soak up all these people that are capable of doing that, and then they won't fund any of them to do tests on something like what you're talking about. And they'll use the excuse, well, we're working on something else. We can't afford to spend any money on that.
Well, I'm
so,
like
so
this,
so there won't
man.
Be any investigation done until you find a way to break down that barrier where anybody can get something tested, either by coming up with the money to hire off people with the certification and not let them get absorbed into the pharmaceutical industry and end up being told what to do and what not to do. And we know this is possible because they do it with electronic stuff.
Yep.
They come out and go, man, look at all this stuff we can do with this chip. And they're like, we'll save that for later. Disable all these things and only make these things available. And the next model will add that stuff into it. So that way they can sell that same chip twice and say it's an upgrade.
Yep.
Do it over and over. Do it all the time. IBM does it. They believe it or not, they did it at Amiga, which was part of what hurt Amiga Industries. They pull it all the time in Macintosh or in Apple. I mean, in Macintosh with the apples and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you know, any electronic device you can think of, unless it's an open source device where the people don't stand to really make any money by holding it back like that, you're not going to see them release it with full potential. They're going to try to sell it a second time. They usually do something internally that you can't get to change it so that you can use it, because they did that for years with the Pentium and 486 chips, where if you knew what you were doing, you could cut off a pin here or a pin there, and you could get the next generation of processor out of it, because it would disable something they had installed on it to hinder it from working properly.
That's pretty slick, man.
So, well, and now they were like, oh, you got hip to that trick? Okay, we'll come up with another one you can't get hip to, you know?
Well, you know, that's the whole point of even bringing up the drug industry and all the fuel industries out there is to explain to people why it is that our government and our mainstream media is able to be as corrupt as they are. Folks, there is a money thing going on in every level, every branch of government from top to bottom. Money, there's a saying out there, it's not who you know, or it's not what you know, it's who you know, and that's a fact. You know,
that's just it, though. It's not the money. The money has not ever been the issue. It's the guns. When you concentrate a bunch of guns with one group of people and tell a bunch of other people they can't have those guns, then you use the money to buy the people who have access to the guns to force the people without the guns to do what you want.
Yep.
And that's the way it's seen in America, is you've got those who... It's not just that they have a license to carry it, but it's their job to carry it. They gotta have it. They can't do their job without it, and then they lean heavily on those people to do what they want. And if you have enough money, you can buy an entire police department.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy a military. You can buy nuclear bombs if you know where to go and what to do. You know, if you, and this is the thing, you don't even have to know who to talk to. You just have to have the money to flag down the people that do know who to talk to and what to do. So,
yeah.
If we get rid of this centralization of power, or at least, like I've been saying, sour it. Add the responsibility back to all the benefits. Make them responsible for something in order to get the benefits of being in office, being in power.
Yep.
If they're truly responsible and can't get away with any nonsense, you're going to see a drop-off of the amount of psychopaths that worm their way up to that position and want to get into that position. They won't want there anymore. Or what? I got to work? Oh, God, never mind. You know?
Yeah, they want to get their buddies into other seats of power that can basically watch their back, and that's why in mostly I think in small town communities, not really really small like village size or really small towns, but you know, like let's say a couple thousand people in the city or something like that. That's where some of the police agencies are corrupted. Because they know the mayor, they know all the city council, they know each other, and one hand scratches the back of the other, so to speak, and they watch each other's back, and it's a fact. I've seen it. I've been inside the system. I've seen how it actually works. I've seen if you know the right people, you can get things done. If you don't, then you're just like everybody else. You're just wait your turn in line and hope for the best. Now, it's a sad situation, but the hope that I'm trying to put out there for everybody is this election cycle did one thing. You've seen a whole lot of people coming to vote because they were so fed up with being lied to, so fed up with the establishment. You know, Obama coming out with his hope and change. He said the speech that everybody wanted to hear. They all rushed in there and they voted him in. Partly because they wanted to say that they helped vote the first black president in, you know, or whatever. But regardless, when he got in there, he did totally contrary to what he said he was going to do, with exception of the whole Obamacare debacle that they just crammed down the American people's throat. But the more the American people found out via the alternative media about what was actually in that document, and that there were some things coming down there that weren't right. Well, they didn't want that. They wanted to be able to keep their own doctor. They were told that they could keep their own doctor. Whenever it all came down, doctors were kicking them to the curb. Insurance companies was kicking them to the curb. And it was harder for them to get things. And their doggone premiums were going up. And so they got fed up with that and tried to fight back against it. Well, you know, it's already written into law. Now you got to get somebody in there who's going to take it out. Well, then all these mainstream media's out there trying to say how good it is and, you know, go sign up here or whatever. Heck, they couldn't even get the website right, for Pete's sake. All the money they spent out there on this website kept crashing for God knows how many months. I don't even know if they ever got it going like they should have. But regardless, it was forced down there. It was a forced tax on the people, and the Supreme Court actually came out and ruled that it's a tax, so we can't, you know, it's nothing wrong with it. Well, the first big fight in America was taxation without representation. It didn't go so well for the folks that were trying to tax the people, so you take it how you want. But either way, the average Joe out here got so fed up that they wanted to basically give the mainstream, the insider elites of the Congress and the Senate and the White House and the media, wanted to give them a black eye. So they voted in a guy like Trump, because Trump, they liked him. I mean, he has charisma, and he didn't have no problem telling the mainstream media that he wasn't, what he thought of him. He basically wasn't a politician. And he had enough money that who's going to pay him off? Who's going to bribe him? You know, maybe they'll offer him tons and tons of money to do whatever. And who knows? He might even take it. I don't know. I can't say. But from what I've seen so far, the mainstream media hated him, so I liked him. The Democrats hated him, so I liked him. The liberal nutcases running out on YouTube and cussing everybody out and calling everybody racist and homophobes and xenophobes and all that, they hated him, so I liked him. The Congress hated him, the Senate hated him. Everybody out there who was pretty much establishment came out against Trump. Even Fox News was out there. You could tell, you could sit there and listen to them as they were biased against Trump. Oh, he's never going to have a chance. Ain't no way this man's going to get elected. He's too radical. You know, he's talking about building a wall on the border. They're over there hollering about, you know, border agents getting killed, border agents being unfunded. Folks, I want you to think about something for a second. Think about a border patrol station 100 miles inland away from the border. Not getting illegal aliens from crossing the border, but hassling the average Joe on a regular basis, asking them what country they're from as they're trying to drive to and from work, and they have to go to this border patrol station. The border's wide open. You got all these stations 100 miles away from the actual border itself. Why are they called border patrol agents? Why is the American people and the taxpayer money spending money out to pay for border patrol guys 100 miles away from the border? You see what I'm saying? The hypocrisy of that?
Mm-hmm.
And the border's wide open. Meanwhile, the mainstream media is sitting here telling us that terrorists hit the buildings in 9/11. They're sitting here telling us that terrorists are going to come and get us. Well, wait a second. If we're so scared about terrorists coming to get us, why isn't anybody down there stopping the border from being running amok? That's the deal. It isn't that the American people don't like immigration. We're built of immigrants. This whole country is a melting pot. We're all full. There's immigrants of all different nations.
Well, I know a lot of people just want to see immigrants that are here being treated the same as a normal, normal citizen.
Yeah.
But they're seeing it as all these benefits while they're not getting any of the negatives. Like when Tulsa police literally said, there's no point in arresting this woman for driving without a license and nearly killing you and several other people because then they'll have to pay the deporter.
See?
Like, then do it. You know?
Yeah.
Or, how about this, instead of deporting her, just arrest her and tell her, look, it doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not. You have to obey the laws here just like anybody else, and now you got to pay the... You did the crime, now you got to pay the time.
Yep, that's the way it should have been.
They don't have to worry about borders as much as they do how to handle the people once they get here. If they start treating them differently, if that's really an earmark for what they're actually doing, because, I mean, that may be an isolated incident. I don't know. Maybe that guy's falling for some hype and doesn't really know what's going on. Maybe he honestly believes that and it's not the truth at all. I don't know. The police officer in question. But the point is, if they focus on making sure those people are treated the same, that includes, oh, I don't care if you came in here illegally or not. If you come and tell us somebody's trying to make you work for less money, we'll go after them and make them take care of you. And in the meantime, we'll help you get your citizenship. If that's what you're doing, is you're actually trying to work.
Yep. Well,
then you don't have competition with, you know, illegal immigrants like Kmart was having, where they were basically hiring them because they could hire them cheaper.
They were talking about immigration reform. Now, you wouldn't even have to have immigration reform if the Border Patrol was actually on the border doing the job. It's not that the Border Patrol don't want to do their job. These guys and gals out there are trying to do their job. But they're being overrun. They're being, they have their hands tied by red tape all day long, every day, and being accused of not taking care of people or whatever. They should be allowed to do the job that they were hired to do, which is to protect the border. If there were Border Patrol agents all along that border, anybody came across there, you'd ship them back across the fence and say, look, the gate is down that way, there, you know, right down there, here's a bottle of water, walk down that way, go through the gate. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to Worlds of Fun and climb over the fence because they got security all over the place to get them all you before you get inside. You got to go through the gate, right? Am I wrong?
Right.
Try that at any concert. Go to the concert and try to jump the fence and get in there. We got more security at the doggone rock concerts or the country's shows than the doggone borders got. And if the Border Patrol is 100 miles inland at the stations inland, they're not going to see nobody climbing the fence. They're 100 miles away, for Pete's sake. So, that's where the doggone immigration reform needed to be. And they're trying to make it more like, well, you know, we need to be able to protect the immigrants and give them driver's license and medical and all this kind of stuff. Well, it's not like American people aren't generous. We want them to come here. We want them to be part of the society, not come over and raise their flag over ours or sit there and you know, change our society. I mean, if they wanted to change the society, they could have changed the society in their own nation and made it better where they wouldn't want to left there to begin with. But people come to America for the opportunity to be able to do something with their lives. You know, if they're not getting that opportunity in their country and they look over the fence at America and say, well, look, Americans are doing pretty good. I want to go over and try that out. Well, if they come through the gate and do everything legal, they get red tape. They gotta, you know, they gotta sign papers and, you know, have physicals and stuff like that, and, you know, take a class and learn the laws or whatever, you know, and become citizens. Well, some people don't want to do that. Some people just want to bring their dope across there, sell it, and then go back across with a big wad of money and take care of their family. So if you're up there in the know, if you're up there in the elite like Bill Clinton and a bunch of other folks and people running guns, you want them to be able to come back and forth across the border. because they're carrying your money. They're carrying your dough. You know? And they're doing it cheaply. And if there's people, slavery, people being dragged across, children being bought across the doggone border by coyotes, which is a crude term for, you know, the doggone people that helped the immigrants sneak across the border and back, that needs to stop. Where these kids are coming from, you know? People don't know where these kids are coming from. And it ain't that we don't love children, because we do. It's a fact that they're snatching these children from wherever. It could be somebody's family. You know, that children could have been stolen by gunpoint or whatever and brought across here. And where do they go when they get here?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I think that the American people are so fed up with, that they voted a guy like Donald Trump in there. You know, and to slap the doggone mainstream media upside the head and the establishment government upside the head and say, look, we're taking our country back. Well, of course, they made that to sound racist because, oh, well, you're taking your country back from the immigrants. But let me point something out to you, folks. Black people voted for Trump. Oh, yeah, the homophobe, the xenophobe, all the phobes that you can think about. That terminology used to divide people and to take the lesser educated and get them to do something. Go out there, get a little bit radical. Bust up a few windows and knock out some people that's got Trump hats on or whatever. You know? Money up the top pays for like all this stuff. I keep telling these folks, you're not doing no good going out there protesting the police. You're not doing nothing but making them more money, because when you go out there, they don't care if you tear up your town. It sells on the news. Look how many advertisers they got on the news. You go out there, bust up the town, oh look, there's a riot going on. Everybody's tuning in. The ratings are high. You know, hey, this is great. We're all making money hand over fist. And when you get tired of it, you know, you send the cops in there, they bust some heads, the insurance company pays the people off, the people move their businesses out of that community, and they never return, and then you wonder why you ain't got a job. Am I wrong, Thomas? Does that sound wrong to you?
Oh, the media's been doing that for way too long.
Yeah.
That's why I think whenever they say something negative about Abraham Lincoln, because he was arresting politicians, I think that's why he was arresting them.
That's why they need to be arrested. I think the mainstream media needs to be arrested. They need to be held accountable. If, you know, you can't go up into a crowded theater and shout fire, because it's been done before and people got trampled on the way out, so they passed a law so you can't do that because people get hurt.
Right.
What's the difference to that in the mainstream media shouting racist? A cop shoots a man who supposedly had his hand up, all right? Now the whole hands up, don't shoot thing comes to play. Well, they go out there, they burn down their community, they riot. Turns out later on, it come to light, there's videotape of the guy in there strong arm robbing a doggone convenience clerk, taking cigarillos is what they call them at the time, all right? And then he ain't wanting to work with the police, and then he ends up getting shot. Well, the guy, you know, you can't push a police officer like that. If you're three times the size as a cop, or even twice the size of a cop, and it feels like his life's in danger, he's justified under the law to do whatever it takes. Every action that's the way the cops do it in stages, you know. They will exceed the force that you put out. If you yell at them, they'll yell at you twice as loud. Right? And that's the way they do it. They want to maintain control. If you're to the point where they feel like their life's in danger, they will step it up and then step it up and step it up as high as it, all the way down to the point where they're actually shooting you down, man. That's the way they were trained. But now, because of the color of this guy, he was a racist. A racist cop shot an innocent black man who was a pillar of his community. Really? Well, what's this video over here where the alternative media shows us that he was brutally taking some stuff from out of this shop in his own community? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And does that make me a racist for pointing it out? No, it makes the truth being pointed out. that, you know, that's why you, when you was talking about putting the doggone cameras on congressmen, at one hand, you know, it sounds kind of wild, but on the other hand, it sounds kind of like it needs to be done. You got cams on police officers so they can protect themselves. Why not cams on politicians? That way you can catch them shady backroom deals. When the camera goes all fuzzy, you see the CIA.
There you go, man.
Huh?
There you go. I think we need them on politicians before we need to even worry about putting them on police officers, because the politicians are the ones who tell the police officers what to do.
Yep.
Let's find out why the police officers are doing what they're doing, you know?
And somebody ain't on an anonymous 4041 in the chat room over there at ChazizRadio.com. Superchat.html said, why are prescription drug ads not banned on TV like tobacco? That's a good question. Because when you're sitting there watching the doggone, and thank you very much, whoever you are there, put a screen name on there. But why prescription drug ads aren't banned on there is beyond me, because they'll tell you about this new drug out there, and then they'll list off probably about a minute and a half worth of possible side effects, not excluding death. Now, wait a sec. I thought this was, like, supposed to be beneficial for you, and now you got a potential of death? So, tobacco may or may not kill you. A prescription drug may or may not kill you. As a matter of fact, there's a deal out there. I got to look it up sometime soon. About all the numbers of people who die from prescription drugs every year. It's crazy. You know, there's so many different things to die from out here, but think about it. It doesn't matter whether you live or die, because they're going to make money in some form or fashion. Do you know how expensive a funeral is these days? It's ridiculous. You know, back in the old West-style days, they give the undertaker a silver dollar or something like that. He'd build you a pine box after the shootout, and then they'd bury you. Hey, I saw it in the movies. It must be true, right? But now, you're looking at tens of thousands of dollars just to get buried. They even got this deal where you got to rent a casket. It's a really nice-looking casket. Inside of it is a liner pine box. So they'll put you in this really nice looking casket. Everybody thinks you got a really high end funeral. Well, when everybody leaves, they hit this lever on the side. It drops the pine box down into the hole. They cover you up with dirt, and it's a done deal. Man, something just ain't right about that.
Right.
You see what I mean? A reusable casket, just to carry you there, to give your loved ones the illusion that you're buried in a really nice casket in the ground. It, when in reality, you're in a rotted old pine box after about a year with bugs crawling all over you. It's ridiculous. So you can't even die. You can't even die with dignity. Not to mention inheritance tax. If your folks leave you something, the government got to get their hand in on that. You got to pay the government to get your inheritance, a portion of your inheritance. Why should I have to give a portion of an inheritance that my father already paid taxes on? Why should I have to give the government any portion of that? You see what I mean?
Right.
You wonder why the American people are so riled up? That's why. You can't do nothing without somebody from some form of government trying to get in your face and tell you what to do. You got to get a hunting license to hunt on your own property. Think about that. Back in the old West style days, back before all these regulations, if you had a big chunk of land and wanted to hunt on it, you could hunt on it. Feed your family. Not anymore. Man, you get the game warden can come across your property. You don't have to worry about no trespassing signs. He can come across your property, catch you hunting on your own property without a license, and fine you, take you to jail. Does that sound right to you?
Of course not.
Well, you wonder why the people out there are radical nowadays? That's why. That's why, because they're fed up, man. Taxation without representation. You know, you said it up many times. Government's violent. They want to do things by gunpoint at you. You don't listen to the cop and put a gun in your face. Or pepper spray you or beat you with a billy club.
Well, and any threat of violence is ultimately a death threat because, as you said, they'll keep scaling up until basically you're dead. If you don't do what they tell you to do, they'll keep just upping the ante until you're dead.
Yep, and the average Joe will say, well, he must have deserved it. You know, he should have listened to the cops. Well, wait a second. What gave the cops authority to be God over anybody? You know? Actually, right.
the only people who have a right to say that the guys should have listened to the cops are the people who voted for the people who basically put the cops in there.
Yep.
If you didn't vote at all, you didn't vote one way or the other, you didn't participate in the system, then how can they tell you should have been a part? You should be doing what's what everybody else is telling you to do. That's part of the system. You never once said I'm okay with you telling me what to do.
Yep.
Oh, it's people who don't vote. It's their fault that this happened or that happened. No, it's the people who voted's fault.
If you ever want to get a sick feeling in your stomach, go out and watch some of the videos where people are out there fighting for their rights. So keep in mind, they're not educated in the law as much as they should be, and so they're probably making themselves sound pretty stupid. But regardless, a police officer, before he takes an oath of office, before he becomes a police officer, he takes an oath of an office to serve and protect and uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for all American citizens. When a citizen is pulled over and feels like they've been violated and begins to quote said Constitution, oh, well, you're one of them constitutionalists. Well, hold on a second. Did you or did you not take an oath to serve and protect and uphold the Constitution? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you got police officers who don't even understand that oath that they took, it's like you know, a joke between them. I took my oath of office. Some folks took it serious and they tried to do everything according to what's constitutional. But you know, there are laws out there that are unconstitutional that by law, by the Constitution itself, they're not obligated to violate. If you get an order that is unconstitutional from your commanding officer, you're not obligated by law to violate the Constitution. But
right.
It's done all the time. It's done. And mostly
court
it's
martial.
Done... Huh?
Court martial. Oh, he didn't follow my instructions. Court martial.
Yeah, he wanted court me martial. To go out and slaughter these children. I didn't do it. I disobeyed a direct order because it was unlawful. You're not supposed to obey an unlawful order. But the folks in badges and the folks in the uniforms for the military, they follow orders blindly because they think, you know, hey, I'm under this umbrella of the doggone government or whatever. But in reality, if the government gets caught, guess who's the scapegoat? Get you the one who shot the people. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a shame. It's a shame that the world has to be like that. And that's why the people out there wearing badges and taking oaths of office for government should literally take that seriously, and we'd have a much better country. If the Border Patrol were actually on the border, then we wouldn't have a border crisis. You know, be kind to them. When they come up and try to cross, you just point them this way. You go down there. If they get rowdy with you, take them into custody, bring them around. We'll ship them on to the other side and give them to their law enforcement over there. You know, what's hard about that? We're spending more money hassling American citizens driving to and from work 100 miles away from the border than we are on the border. They're wearing Border Patrol uniforms, and they're nowhere near the border. They can't even see the border from where they're at. It isn't that the American people are racist, folks. It's that if you spend your entire life following said rules that you're under, and you see others being able to skirt the rules just because they're immigrants or because of the color of their skin, it starts to grind on you to the point where you become resentful. Even in the Mexican community, they're resentful against people coming across the border that aren't coming across legally because they came through legally. They went through all the process. they went through the schooling and they took the oath and all that and become legal citizens. They've worked in these communities 20, 30 years or more. They wanted to bring their family across, so they did it the legal way. And they all, you know, you got all these other people coming in and just trashing their community, making them look bad. You think that in the African American community that there aren't good African Americans that don't agree with selling drugs or gangster rap or all this craziness that goes on down there? You know, black kids shooting black kids and so on and so forth, and the violence. You think there aren't really good people living in those communities? Well, I can tell you firsthand, I've actually stayed in what they classified as the projects before. I stayed there for 3 months when I was living on hard times. I stayed with a relative and my wife. We stayed down there. And I didn't have people trying to beat me up. I didn't have people trying to kill me. They welcomed me just like I was their brother or sister. We had picnics together. We got along great. Now, there were sections of that society who didn't like it because I was there, because they looked at me differently because of episodes that they may have encountered with other people of my color. You see what I mean? But I can tell you that there are a lot of good people in every single one of these places. But if you got a black person who worked hard all their life, earned a nice house, and you got other people who are running around not abiding by the laws, not trying to be part of the community in a good fashion, they're going to become resentful. They worked hard for what they got. Why should you be able to come in and trash it and sell dope on their sidewalk when they spent so much time working trying to be a good part of the society, the citizens or whatever? You know, am I wrong, Thomas? This is why that they're able to turn around and try to point out people. Oh, if you don't agree with these folks, then you're a racist. How's that? How's that work? What do those folks know about all of us out here? What, I voted for Trump, and so pretty much I'm a racist. So what do they know about me? Can they come in my life and look back through my history and my military service and all the things that I've done community related since, and can they ever point out any time that I ever had a Ku Klux Klan hat on or you know, tried to violate anybody of a different race or even total racial joke for that matter? No, they can't. They don't know me, but they painted all the people who voted for Trump as that. I'm a racist, xenophobe, homophobe, and I'm offended by all the different labels that they slapped on me and everyone else who voted for Trump without even knowing me and 90% of the people who voted for Trump. You think there weren't some racists on Hillary's side or even Bernie's side? There are probably some racists on Trump's side, but are they the widespread majority of the society?
Genderists on her side.
Yeah.
if you don't vote for a woman, you hate women. Like,
yeah.
How about we just vote for whoever we think is going to do the best job?
That's the whole
and
deal.
And leave gender out of it, just like we left race out of it whenever we're supposed to leave race out of it whenever Obama was running.
Well, here's how Hillary could have gotten elected. First off, she could have not lied to the American people on multiple occasions. That kind of gave her a black eye right out of the gate. She could have not come out of there with a cocky attitude and trying to call everybody homophobes and xenophobes and white stream or white whatever supremacist or what was the other one out there, the doggone latest one that they're out there. Doggone it, what was she saying? Either way, she said a lot of crazy stuff that was offensive to people. She even called some of the voters out there deplorables. Right? Well, you're trying to get people on your side, and you're calling this group over here deplorables, this group over here racist. How can you expect anything else but to lose?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to get nothing but middle fingers from that.
Yeah. You know, hey, I know a Trump voter, and he's not a racist. I'm going to go vote for Trump just because of what I heard you say. You know? The mainstream media, Hillary and all those involved in the deal, rioting and calling Trump all the names that they did and all the shenanigans that they pulled, cheating Bernie Sanders out of his fair chance in the primaries, and all that kind of jazz on top of the WikiLeaks email. That's what cost them the elections. The Russians had nothing to do with it. And if it was anybody from Russia, then it was probably some lone guy who's really good with a doggone computer, but that doesn't even point out that you can't even prove that either, because with IP addresses, there are ways out there to mask your IP address to make you look like you're bouncing off multiple servers right now just talking, right? And so you track this IP address back to the original IP addresses, but there's programs out there that will mask that and make it look like you're in Chinhae, Korea, and you're not. Am I wrong? Is that technology not available? How else do all the hackers...
There's all kinds of technology, I don't even know.
Yeah, how else do all the hackers get by with so much? You think they wouldn't be tracked back to their little shack in the basement or something? Little zit-faced kid down in his mama's basement hacking the Pentagon and they can't find him? Seriously? I'm telling you, the internet wasn't built for security, that's for sure. It was built to get some information back and forth, but they never really planned on it getting this big. But now that it is this big, you're out in the Wild West now.
Well, it's not even the size so much as it is the complexity, the capability.
Well, the point is, everybody out there needs to realize that when you're hearing stuff on the mainstream media, and if you're just buying into everything they're saying, then you're fooling yourself. If you at least take the time to question and listen to what everybody else is saying, I always say step back, listen to everything going on, absorb in the big picture, use a little bit of common sense, and sort it out for yourself and make the best informed decision you can. Do as much research as you can on the subject so that you're knowledgeable about what you're saying. You go out there and you talk to some of these liberals out there, they will quote verbatim talking points that they heard on MSNBC, CNN, ABC, all the different, even Fox News, all the different mainstream media outlets. If they heard a phrase on there, they will repeat it like mockingbirds or cockatoos, just as if, you know, that was the gospel. And then when you go to question them on details, well, why is it that you call Trump a racist? What has he done? What has he said? Is he part of the Klan? Do you got any pictures or videos? Or do you got a cousin who knows a friend who had a brother who ran over the neighbor's dog, who had a friend down the street who knew something that he heard that somebody else had said at one point in time? Anything? Throw me a bone here. What is this?
Well, the other thing, too, is the Klan coming out and endorsing them. The people behind the Klan know full well the infamy they carry.
Oh, sure.
They know full well that the majority of the American populace, if they endorse somebody, they're not going to get voted for.
Yeah.
So it almost sounds like they were trying to get him detached.
Maybe maybe that was the key. Maybe the Klan wanted the Democrats to be elected in so that they could get their buddies in office. And so that's why they did it. Hey, I'll go and say I'm for him, and they'll vote for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the whole deal, man. These folks know how to play this game. Politics, they've been doing it. The politics of personal destruction. They know how to do it. They know how to get you folks out there fighting amongst each other. They know how to do it. They know how to push your buttons. They know how to tug on your heartstrings. They can sit there and tell you a little child over in a third world country starving, you'll get in your wallet and send money to a big company, and then find out later on that 98% of this every dollar goes straight to these people for food. Wait a second. Why not every percent of that dollar going straight to that person for food?
You mean it's 10%?
Yeah, 10%.
Good. And that's only because that's the legal limit. You can't be considered a charity if you don't give 10% of what you earn to whatever the cause you're actually committed to.
Well, I want to follow the money to the person that is actually the founder of the owner of the charitable organization. And I want to see what kind of house these folks are living in. I want to see what their doggone electric bill is and their food bill. I want their financial report, their taxes, you know. Because my guesstimation is if these folks are flying around on corporate jets, they got a few extra pennies out of this deal. It's like this Jill Stein thing. She actually has, if you go look on there where she's collecting the money, there's supposedly a disclaimer down at the bottom of the deal that says that if they collect all this money and the recount doesn't have to get the money back, that she can use it for whatever, you know, she needs to use it or whatever. So essentially their attorneys, the way they wrote it up, basically wrote it up so that she gets to keep the money even if she doesn't use it for the described purpose of why she's asking for it.
Yeah, the intended purpose that they begged for it to be given to them for.
Yeah. My deal is, if you ain't going to use it for that, then refund it back to the people if you're truthful in your goal. If you're going to go out there and you're going to get an honest recount and you find out you can't afford it or they won't allow you to do it and you got all this money, send it back. Give a refund back to everybody. It's only fair. But they're not going to do that. No. She's made millions of dollars off this deal. She's gotten all kinds of money from all kinds of different directions. Recount stop. The courts shut it down. It's done deal. Right? They're not recounting anymore. And so, you know, what's the point? And the point is, people out there thought that they were going to be able to overturn an election, and Jill Stein, who only got 1% of the vote, was the one who initiated it, which, by the standards of what they said it takes for a recount, she wasn't even qualified to do. And now she's endorsing Hillary? What happened to whenever she's running for president and she's totally against Hillary or Trump? Now, because Trump's going to get in there, suddenly anybody but Trump? Seriously? Come on, you said the Democrats were terrible, and now you're going to, like, support them? That kind of deal? Yeah, there's a saying out there, if it smells like a skunk, walks like a skunk, looks like a skunk, it might just very well be a skunk. So, you know, you gotta make up your own informed decisions, folks. You gotta pay attention to what's going on out there. If they manage to somehow or another shadily overturn this election via the Electoral College, and there's another point to the whole deal. When you got people out there sending death threats to the Electoral College to turn their vote around and vote for somebody other than the candidate who got chosen, something ain't right about that. See, you're not supposed to stand at the polls and try to interfere with anybody trying to elect, but then during that last election with Obama, you had the Black Panthers out there in their black suits intimidating voters as they were coming in, telling people, well, you're going to get a black president whether you like it or not. You know, that's illegal. Was anybody prosecuted for it? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't ever remember hearing anybody going to jail over the deal. That's illegal. So, on the other hand, how you gonna let this happen? You see what I mean? That's what you're up against. You know, and it's just crazy. And then you got the whole voting debacle with they said that you could use percentages to hack the vote. You could use different little programs to hack the vote. You was able to hack the vote. But now, according to them, the Russians hacked the votes. Well, the Russians were trying to get Trump in. They kind of hacked it too much for Hillary. 30 million illegals voted for Hillary. Alright, now this is what the mainstream media said. 30 million illegal, either 3 million or 30 million. Let's just say 3 million. I'll just be short about it. even 3 million. That's a heck of a lot. All right, well, Obama came on TV and told, answered question from a non-citizen, said, well, most of my people are scared to vote because they think they're going to go to jail or be deported. And Obama said, no, it's okay to vote. That's essentially what it said. And I'm paraphrasing, but go look it up. You'll find it. He said it. All right, told them it was okay to vote. They went and voted. Turns out their vote don't count. So Hillary lost votes, and Trump won by even more. You can't make this stuff up, man. If this is a reality TV show like the Truman Show, did you ever see the Truman Show, Thomas?
No, I know about it though.
It's crazy. The guy was raised all his life.
From what I understand of it, that's basically what I'm looking for in the political spectrum, where basically you the second you become a public servant, your life is no longer private.
Yeah.
You don't get any more privacy until you're out of term, and we're sure that, and you know, you're not receiving anything for having done something shady, you know?
Yep.
So, at that point, and I think, you know, most people who would be honest about becoming a politician for the right reason would agree that it's okay to go ahead and do that then. You know, make sure that you haven't received any questionable funds. Make sure you're not going to receive any questionable funds.
Yep.
Make sure you're not making any questionable phone calls. Make sure you're not making any, sending any questionable messages or receiving them, you know. Let's know what they're doing. Everything. But there's some things we can't show it for national security. Really?
Yeah.
I think it goes against national security more that there are things we don't get to see. How do we know, you know, the people that are, you know, involved in that situation are not all completely corrupt?
Yeah, and people at lower levels, there are actual cases out there where, like, one of them, I can't remember what the guy's rank was, but he took a picture of his school book for something that he needed to study. All right, well, they prosecuted him under, I think, the Espionage Act, right? And he ended up getting court-martialed and jail time out of the deal. All right, well, that same act would apply to her and those doggone emails that they were marked classified, and she's got them on an unclassified server. Why isn't she being charged when this guy, all he did was take a picture of his school book to study later?
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to say, there's a show that's out called Travelers, and it's about basically time travelers coming from the future into the past by inhabiting current people that were about to die at the moment of their death. And one of them turned on him, thought that he was sitting in a room with a bunch of FBI agents and CIA agents, and described everything that they had going on, and the guy accusing this guy of being a part of it. And they all stood up and said, he said, yeah, you're right, I am from the future, and I am here to save, you know, to do this and to do that, and we do have a method of communicating through that system, and I'm not alone. And everybody in the room stood up. So literally everyone in that room was corrupted for the system that they were doing, even though they're supposed to be the good guys.
Yep.
Still, this guy had no idea that everybody in that room was a part of that. He just thought that if he got with the right people that were not a part of it, that he'd get something cushy out of it, you know, which basically in that instance was a chance to live in the world of the present, because it's much better than the future is, you know?
Yeah.
So, goes right along with what you were saying earlier, where you don't know what's going on in there, you know? How do you know that all the people that are being used to vet this stuff quietly behind the scenes to make sure that there's not something that's going against national security is happening. How do you know that they're not all corrupted that are involved in that process, and they're purposefully angling to make sure people are involved that are corrupted so that they can do something that goes against national security? You know how you solve that problem? Let the whole nation know.
Yeah,
because it's in our best interest to make sure everything is not going against the security of our nation.
And when people actually know what's going on, when they're informed about it, they actually can make a decision whether or not they want to contact their congressman. You know, congressmen.
Well, I don't even think they should have to contact their congressman. I think we need an electoral system that you can't cheat because it's encrypted or something. That you can literally get together and go, no, that guy needs to go. He's done something wrong. We need, vote for an investigation. The investigation's held. It's all public. That way, it's actually happening.
Yep.
And if they're found guilty of doing something that would put somebody in jail, they go to jail. They don't just get kicked out of office, and they don't get to just resign in order to avoid prosecution. They go to jail.
Yep.
And if they've done something that would just, have them removed or allow a questionable situation where it's just time for, doing a midterm election because you got to find somebody else, or you got to vote to see if, the populace decides that that's important enough to have that person removed and vote somebody else in, then you go ahead and do it. Another vote is pulled, and it's all done through the internet with encryption so that it can't be cheated,
Yeah, that...
We'll have to spend some money on constantly checking and double-checking and triple-checking that and making any changes necessary to make sure that it can't be tampered with, and keeping a good eye on it. But if it's distributed so that the results are constantly being backed up on every person's computer that basically is involved in the voting process, then it makes it a whole lot harder to almost being impossible to cheat that system.
Yeah, so, I'm always saying this one particular phrase that Thomas Jefferson said, the price to freedom is eternal vigilance, and that means that you got a little work to do. You got your work cut out for you now because society has been pretty well complacent and listening and allowing their government to pretty much run amok. Like they pass a certain tax or whatever, people aren't happy about the tax, but they'll pay the tax and they'll go on back to work. They'll still buy the fuel even though it's a little bit higher than it was before. They're not happy about it, but they're not kicking down the door of the government because of it. So,
right. Well, and they'd be much more liable to be less happy about something or if they don't know what it's going for. What is this going for? It's for your own good. Well, what is my own good? What do you think is my own good?
Yep.
The populace has become a little more educated than it used to be. Is as dumbed down as it is now because of the way the education system is. It's still better than it was back when people barely just, they knew how to do basic things really well. Growing food and whatnot, we don't have as much information for now, but they didn't. A lot of them couldn't even read and write. Now literacy is probably at an all-time low for America. If it's not at an all-time low, it's definitely lower than it was before. Whenever America started. So I'm sure that maybe if you look at it, there's probably a peak where literacy percentage-wise was higher, but the rate that it's at now, it's still high enough that we can basically do this,
Well,
we can definitely do this, and we need to do it, and we need to stop questioning, what if we have this problem, or what if we have that problem? No, we need to look at it as, no, what's right and what's wrong? It doesn't matter. Just like slavery, it's wrong. It doesn't matter what kind of problems it's going to cause. I would rather go down doing the right thing than continue standing by standing on somebody else's back,
That's right. So I'm pretty much at the mindset that, if we want our world to be a better place, we need to keep on doing what it is that we're doing. We need to keep these networks going. We need to keep talking to each other. We need to fight against the corruption, point it out as much as possible. They said fake news. They keep on calling everybody out in the alternative media fake news. That's the pot calling the kettle black. We can cite tons and tons of times that they fake news, and propaganda.
That's just it, man. They're pointing the finger, calling the alternative media fake news, when the truth is they're the fake news, and the alternative media is just the unreliable news. You got to do do some due diligence, but they're less fake than the other ones. The only reason they're unreliable is because we've grown to accept a specific level of power and money to get to the truth and whatnot, and get the stories and whatnot, and put them out there. And they just, the independent media just doesn't have that kind of power and money. But with it being unstable, it's and unreliable, it's still more reliable than what they're offering, because what they're offering is 100% unreliable. We're talking, you know, percentage-wise, the independent media is still more reliable than what they're offering, no matter what independent media it is.
Yep.
You know, whether they're a powerhouse of like 50 or 60 people that are well-known, and they've got, you know, a good platform, and people are Patreoning them to death with, you know, tons and tons of donations to make sure they have the funds to get the equipment they need and get the passes they need and get the airfare they need and everything to go do the investigation, or whether it's just, you know, the individual that's just basically reporting what he's seeing around him at the moment at home, you know?
Yep.
And asking people to look around and see what it's like where they're at, you know?
Well, I'm happy to see that the alternative media has done what it's done. You know, a lot of people were so frustrated, and basically, you got a guy in there right now who isn't mainstream. Is he the best choice? We don't know yet. We will only know when he gets in there and he does whatever he can. You know, we're not gonna guarantee that he's gonna be a miracle worker in there. You know, he's up against the system, and the system hasn't given up yet.
Well, I would say don't expect it. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, it's always better to expect less, and whenever you get, if you get less, then you're not surprised, but you're prepared for it, but if you get more, then it's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
If you expect more and you don't get more, then it's an unpleasant surprise.
But the thing is, if he gets in there and he doesn't do what he says, the mainstream media will eat him up, and the alternative media will eat him up. The mainstream media is pretty much...
No, that's just that if he gets in there and doesn't do what he's been saying he's going to do, the mainstream media is probably going to praise him like he did something great, because they didn't want him to do anything.
Oh, I see your point. Yeah, it could go either way then.
you know he's screwing us if the mainstream media suddenly starts siding with him.
Yep. If he starts becoming their buddy, then you're going to know.
Right.
But the alternative media will eat him alive if he doesn't hold to his word as close as he possibly can.
Yeah, he's going to have to be really careful what he says at this point, too, because they've already done everything they could to distort what he said, plus the stuff that he said that has been, you know, considered irritating to the populace, bringing that to the surface and pushing that as hard as possible and forgetting everything else he's got going on.
Yep.
You know?
But don't, folks out there listening, don't get discouraged and think there ain't nothing you can do about it. Proof positive is what happened during this election. These folks on the other side of the fence, on the liberal side, the Democrats, and even some Republicans out there, they're not happy. All right, they're not happy for a reason. They're not happy because they stand a chance of every bit of their dirt and skeletons coming out of the closet. If a man walks in there and shakes up the foundations of everything, starts ordering investigations.
Here's another thing to look at, too. A little piece of logic to throw, you know, a logical wrench in the monkey work there. After listening to the little bit that I've heard him saying about what he wants to do with education and whatnot,
yeah,
most of the stuff that I've heard him say is completely the opposite of the people that he's put into power in his cabinet, but
yeah,
he has the final say. Okay, he decides what they do and what they don't do. They don't just get to do what they want once he gives them the keys and just run off and, you know, go crazy. So I kind of wonder if he didn't purposefully pick people who had completely opposing views to a lot of what he's doing to keep himself sober, so he didn't get all slap-happy and go crazy with what he's doing and possibly make an even bigger mess.
Yeah, that's
possible.
Trying
to do something that's good. You know what I mean?
That's possible, and there's always a saying that keep your enemies closer. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
So he might.
I don't think it's probably that. The logical choice would be, you know, your best team is basically two people who have the same goal to make something decent, but they want to come at it from different angles, so they have different perspectives, and they hash that out before they finally come to a final decision on what's going to be the best thing.
Yeah.
You know, they give you the cons because you've got all the pros for whatever you got, or they give you the pros for something you're against so that you can, you know, now have that to go with your cons that you saw, you know.
Well,
I hope I'm right. I don't know that I'm right. I mean, I could be totally wrong. Like I said, he struck me as a car salesman.
Well, at this point in the game,
I don't trust him much more than I do any of the politicians. The only thing I trust him to do is basically what you were saying. He's not perform like an expected politician because he's not a politician.
Yeah.
He's a car salesman.
He is a businessman, so he knows how to get things he wants. So, yeah, I'm saying, just keep
an
eye on
him. And throw him out if he does do the wrong thing. Don't give him another 4 years, you know.
But at this
and if it gets that bad that people are actually getting hurt because of stuff he's doing, he can be impeached.
Yeah.
Any president can. So
at this stage in the game, though, regardless of whether you guys like Trump or don't like Trump, it is what the mainstream media needed. It's what the government needed. It's what America needed. America needed a wake-up call. Donald Trump woke everybody up because now they're concerned. Some people are concerned they're going to get deported. Some people are concerned they're going to go to jail. And some people are concerned that their money pot's going to get shrunk by cut because he's going to, you know, change a few things out there. And, you know, if he changes the whole climate change debacle, I'm going to have a party, man. We'll do it live right on ShazizRadio.com. You know, the carbon tax craziness. Alright? So, well, we'll just have to see how it plays out. In the meantime, just keep your chin up, folks, and don't panic. You know, we needed a wake-up call. It's here. And hopefully everything will go smooth. He'll get inaugurated and be in the presidency and start working towards doing what he said he was going to do. And if he don't, then we'll lobby to have him kicked out and put somebody else in there. You know? That's the whole thing. People, you have the power. You proved it this time around, this election, even with all the election fraud that Hillary's side perpetrated. And it's proven. It's already been out there. There's investigations going on already about election fraud. They're trying to turn it around to say that Russia hacked the election for Trump, got Trump in there. Well, when in reality, the American people got fed up and came to the polls in masses and elected this man in just so that Hillary wouldn't get the job because she wasn't worthy of the job. So, you the people have spoken. Now it's up for all of us to deal with it. We gotta live with our choice, and hopefully it's the right choice, but as far as I'm concerned, it was a better choice than the alternative. And you can see right now how hard they're still fighting. He's not in office yet. They're still fighting, trying to overturn this election at all costs. They're panicking.
Hey, they wouldn't be fighting so hard for something if it weren't so dangerous.
Yep, that's true.
You know, when you see two people squabbling in a movie, fighting over, trying to get, while they're fighting, they're trying to get to something to end the conflict. What always is it?
Yep.
The most dangerous thing in a room, usually a handgun or something.
Yep.
You know.
And
so it's time that we focus on the mad science and let's remove that power, that centralized power, from the structure.
I agree.
We got the mass energy conglomerate that's able to reach in there and do all kinds of craziness, and they can manipulate people too the other direction. Because if they decide to like have a riot or something and say, well, you guys don't want to do what we told you to do, rather than going out there and taking a chance of officers getting hurt or showing up with any kind of strange tools and weapons that we're going to get criticized for, we're going to shut your power off. We're going to shut your water off.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's a good thing they can't shut the air off.
Yeah, that's right, we would too.
And choke everybody out by turning the air off, you know.
There's two things.
If you have your own water, you have your own power, you have your own transportation, guess what? They can't control you anymore.
They
can't use those mechanisms anymore.
Two things I want to point out, and then I think we should take a music break, get some coffee. One thing is, there's a show that I saw where there was this big old nuclear war on the ground, so everybody had to move up to space in a space station. And over the years, the space station,
the 100,
yeah, that's it, the 100. The space station started deteriorating. Well, in order to save the people, because they'd run the numbers and they said they only could survive so long unless they killed off a bunch of people, well, they was about 300 people they killed to save everybody else, and then they sent 100 kids down to the ground to see if the Earth was survivable again. And it's really
because otherwise, that was their alternative to floating them,
Put
them out an airlock for any infraction, any infraction. It didn't matter what it was. Oh, you took an extra pudding out the airlock.
Yep.
You know, you had the. sexual relations with so-and-so's husband or wife out the airlock.
Yep.
You know, you used the wrong color whenever you were marking off this this chart for the chores that are supposed to be done out the airlock.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, anything. It didn't matter what it was, because anything they could do to thin their herd ensured that they could continue existing on that limited resource environment.
Yeah, and the ones at the top seemed to be doing a whole lot better than the ones at the bottom. They weren't getting floated. But
no, they did. And if you watch the show, plenty of people of note ended up either getting floated or sacrificing themselves for other people.
Oh yeah,
so
well
they played both sides of the spectrum.
But there was a political war going on too. So anyway, go watch the series, folks. The other thing I want to point out is that terminology like racist and homophobe and xenophobe is basically becoming like the doggone boy who cried wolf. The story of the boy who cried wolf, the kid thought it was funny, standing on top of the hill, and he's hollering, wolf, 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 and everybody rushes up to save him. Well,
where's the wolf?
He gets up there and he's laughing. And,
you all ran so fast.
Yeah, well, eventually, after so many times of doing it, finally they said, oh, he's just playing around again. He said, well, we get up there, he's going to laugh at us. They didn't go. Guess what?
Right.
The wolf was really there. Same thing applies to this whole racist thing. You can only call people racist so many doggone times. No, when they know they ain't, there ain't no proof that they were ever racist. But the mainstream media and the liberals out there have used this terminology, racist, homophobe, xenophobe, and all the other phobes and all this craziness for so long. American people just fed up with it. They're not buying it anymore. They voted for Trump. And the rest of the people out there just need to deal with it.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what all they're claiming he was saying that was racist and whatnot, but the fact is, because you can't trust the media anymore, I mean, They're basically saying, okay, this guy said, the media says this guy's a racist, so don't vote for him. Oh, by the way, the media is all you know, slanted against us, so don't pay any attention to the fact that they said that Hillary was a criminal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's a double-sided sword, you know, it swings both ways.
Well, I can tell you exactly.
Except whenever it's swinging towards Hillary. Oh, no, we got to protect her. No.
I can tell you exactly what they called him a racist for. And it had to do with a speech that he was talking about the border. They took a little snippet of what he said. They didn't take the whole thing in context from what he said from start to finish. He was talking about all the good people coming across here, but then you got these other people coming across illegally that they have diseases, they're bringing drugs, they're murderers, they're rapists and stuff. Well, they took the one little snippet where he said that. They didn't play the whole thing where he was talking about, you know, it's not fair to the good people, the good Mexicans that come across the border, or other people from other, you know, nations coming across the border.
Another thing, though, is he could have said that more accurately, because I think what he was honestly trying to say was, if you're coming across the border illegally, then you're not necessarily guaranteed that you're doing something wrong. But if you're coming across the border legally, then you're guaranteed you're not doing anything, any shenanigans, because we're checking your background.
Yeah.
So the people who are coming through illegally, the people who are actually trying to sneak in because our background check would block them, are going to be in there. They're not going to be in the group.
Well, the key
coming across legally, which is not true. If you have the money, you can, you know, fake anything in any country. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, the key to
I get what he's saying, and I see how they distort it. It's that old story, or that, and there's the meme floating around. You see a string hanging down with two spotlights pointed at a 90-degree angle off from each other at the same object against two different walls, and the object that's hanging in the middle is a cylinder. One image, one shadow is a square, the other shadow is a circle. So you see each of those shadows, truth, truth, and then the cylinder is labeled fact. So depending on which way you shine the light across the fact, you can get whatever part of the truth you want. You have to combine the two together to get the full truth, though. It's only partial.
Yeah, well, the key to his statements is he didn't say it politically correct, all right? He said it like a couple average Joes out on the street corner talking.
He didn't follow his prompts 90% of the time. He just spit stuff out off the top of his head.
Well, the average,
and you could tell it.
the average Joe out there on the street aren't racist, all right? But they're not happy about illegal aliens coming across the border and getting a bunch of goodies where the other guys and gals are still waiting in line trying to get through, all right? And right. So they'll
I was going to say, anybody who's afraid of black people, it's not black people. They're most that's why it's not black people specifically. Most of them that they're afraid of. They're afraid of poor black people, and the same people that are afraid of poor black people are afraid of poor white people too.
Yep.
Because they know they have something to lose, and those other people have something to gain.
The thing is, he didn't say it politically correct. They took it out of context. They didn't play the whole thing, and so everybody was running with, "Oh, he said." He said all Mexicans are rapists and drug dealers and all that. Well, my stepfather's Mexican, all right? And so I told him that makes me half Mexican because he married my mom, all right? And they're like, well, I don't know if it works that way, but yeah, that's cool. So anyway, yeah. So he was over here talking to me, and he asked me if I was a racist because I said talk about Trump. And I tried to tell him. I said, look. He said, I know what I heard on the news. And I said, I know what you heard on the news, and I'm not disagreeing with you. That's what you heard, exactly what you heard. But what you didn't hear was what he said prior to what he just said. So if I was just listening in and that's all I heard, I would assume he was a racist myself. But since I listened to the entire speech before, you know, the mainstream media come out and started calling him a racist, I was like, hold on a second, that ain't what he said.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rope boat to find ya. And you said you had to get your laundry clean.
When you're that one particular monkey who disagrees and you speak out, you're going to get beat down. That's not freedom,
bud. Just leave me alone. Let me have my big screen TV and my radio tires and my TV dinners. And, yeah.
Yep.
Just keep me in the illusion. And they'll fight for it.
That's exactly what, it's like the guy in the Matrix said, just put me back in the Matrix, I don't want to remember anything. So I just don't want to know. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. In truth and reality, you got nothing. In the Matrix, you got your rich man.
Yep. Well, you know, we found out here on the on Shazam's radio a long time ago. It's been going on for quite some time. We've been broadcasting a lot of shows, got a lot of podcasts out there. We found out a long time ago, you start hitting on certain key things, they don't want you saying that stuff. They got a little bit of power, a little bit of pull in the broadcasting systems, and they can shift a little bit of bandwidth towards more important things or whatever, or, you know, kind of shake you up a little bit so you can't, you know, get discouraged and go away. We're still here. We ain't going nowhere. And we'll keep on saying what we're saying. We'll keep on posting our podcast, and we'll keep on doing it as long as we're able. So it doesn't matter what the FBI or the CIA or the DEA or any of the other alphabet soups and the sub-secret societies and all of them think about it. That's the reason why the alternative media is so powerful now. Because people like us refuse to give up. We're not getting paid to do this.
Yeah.
We're not getting paid to do this. You know, we don't advocate violence. We don't advocate overthrowing the other government. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I want to fix the system that we got. The system that we got's fine. We just got to work towards getting ways of getting corruption out of the doggone mainstream deal before it takes us all down together. It's like this, folks. We're on the Titanic. You know, we're on this beautiful ball flying through space. We can't afford for it to go down. It goes down, it's all hands on deck. That's all there is to it. You know, if you care about your country and your world and, you know, your environment and all that, then it's up to you to be proactive and get out there and clean up your environment, you know. Clean up your government. Get on the phone, talk to some congressmen, tell them what you feel about stuff, you know. They'll listen. They get enough phone calls, they'll listen. They get enough letters. The lobbyists have figured it out. They can pour a lot of money towards them. They can bribe them. They can threaten them. They can do all kinds of stuff. You know, there's an old saying, the squeakiest wheel gets the grease. Well, in this incident, the alternative media was the squeakiest wheel. You know, people trust the alternative media because it ain't the mainstream media. People know the difference between fake news and alternative media. That's another one of the labels they throwed out there. You know, the alt-right. That one there makes me nauseated. The alt-right. The alternative right, you know. They come up with these labels. Homophobe, xenophobe, other kinds of phobes, or whatever. You know, and it's like the boy who cried wolf. Once again, the boy kept on and kept on doing the same thing over time. And people seem... Wait a second, they've been hollering racist for 40 years now. And every time they say they're going to help the black man out or whatever, they don't. They say what they got to say to get everybody elected, to tell them that granny's going to get her Social Security yanked out from under her. Everybody's going to starve. You're all going to die if you vote Republican. You're going to lose your house and your freedom and all that kind of stuff. And here we are, the year 2017. They've been at it for a long time, fighting back and forth. And all the ones in there, the rhinos inside the Republican Party, and the people inside the Democratic Party, I'm not saying that there ain't good people on the Democrat side, because there is, but there's just as many good
people. Once they were shut, they were shut. That was it. I'd rather be forewarned than know something. That's what I'd rather be.
Well, you'd think a doomsday was really on the way, that they'd want to try to save as many folks as they could, but then you hear all the movies out there talking about continuity of government and such, you know, that everybody would panic. Well, everybody's in a panic already. Look at the knuckleheads out there protesting over. They think Trump's gonna kick everybody out. They're calling him the next Hitler.
You need to protect the Constitution is what you need to do. And the Constitution was written that if anybody tried to dismantle the Constitution, that they were traitors. And you find out through this election, they've been trying to take the Constitution apart. And you come to also find out that most of the government is traitors. They even got the Georgia Guidestones down there showing that we should not have as many people alive on this planet because it wasn't designed for it. Well, we got plenty of food still. Stop poisoning us and stop trying to make these stupid false flag events and blame things on us so they can take our guns. We saw this stuff happen in Germany. And it's all trying to repeat itself. And whether the Bible is actually predicting things and we're seeing them come to pass, or whether they're reading the Bible and saying, okay, yeah, this is our next false flag, let's do this. Whether they're patterning the predictions of the Bible as their next events to pull off, or whether it's just the Bible predicting it right, either way, I'd say, read it. Figure out what's going on. And watch for it, and you see it happening. Well, and the government here we got a doggone election, like you said. Everything is trying. Whether Trump, is the true enemy of the media, and the media is just still trying because they got money trying to take them out of power. You know what? We still need to stick with the Constitution. Yeah. We need to stick with that Constitution and do it right. Stop letting media play us for fools. Because they've been doing it for so long, and it's getting worse and worse and worse, and we can't believe anything they say. Hillary said, are you going to bow out gracefully when you lose? And he wasn't going to sit there and act like, well, I'm not going to lose. So they put it up. She put it out there. He says he's not going to bow out, right? Well, that was a lie. So you got another lie. And then when Hillary lost, oh, my goodness, she wasn't such the great sport that she wanted Trump to be. Yeah. So now you got... Now you got all these people that are paid to come down and protest, coming in buses and starting havoc everywhere they go, and trying to dismantle the Constitution, saying that, well, the vote was rigged and blah, blah. Well, Hillary was trying to rig the... Isn't it funny how people tell on themselves before things happen? Well, so here we got somebody that says, bow out gracefully, and you can't bow out gracefully. Her brain doesn't work all the way. She's a psychopathic sociopath, and doggone, do we want that for a president? No, I'd still rather. I don't believe as many people voted for her as they said. No more than I believe that Obama was voted for the second term even. So,
well, the key is
let's take the president that we actually voted in, and it's this way now. Stop trying to change things. Give us what the Constitution promised us, and stop trying to be terrorists.
The key
That's what I say.
The key in all of this is that the average Joe out there, it's hard because the world is like full of mess. You don't know what to believe or not to believe. The best I can offer you out there is to do all the research you possibly can, and only spread the truth if you know it's the truth. If you can prove it's the truth, If you got evidence out there for anything, share it with everybody, no matter what. That's what everybody's out there seeking, the truth. Everybody wants to know the truth. Question is, what is the truth? What's the truth of the whole history of the world? What's the truth of anything? I don't know. All I can tell you is I base my decisions with a common sense view. I looked at both sides of the fence,
My point's the same. You go to YouTube and you got so many people just sitting there trying to make views with a bunch of lies, even though the truth is out there and in there. You've got all this other stuff just deadening the impact of the truth itself.
Well, that's
and taking people away from the truth.
That's what the doggone mainstream media's been doing for so long. Is they're selling ratings, sex sells, violence sells, hate and discontent sells, anything. It's a tragedy. Everybody's going to tune in to see what the heck happened. Shooting went on, or did it go on? I did a video quite some time back. Wasn't a very good video. Wasn't high quality or anything, but it had a really good message, and it was called Warning to the World. Essentially, it had to do with the whole switch from analog TV to digital TV. It's so easy to manipulate fake news stories with digital media. Alternative media has done it. The mainstream media has done it. You know, most of the time, the folks out here in the alternative media who's trying to show the news are pointing out what the mainstream media is blue screening or green screening and doing whatever. Well, it all come back to haunt them. It backfired in their face. But even after that, they're not done yet. You still got to pay attention out there. You know, they've even said things like, you know, what I worry most is about a nuke in New York. Well, the average Joe ain't going to drop a nuke in New York. And if you're worried about terrorists coming across the border, then get them off the stands that are 100 miles away from the border and put them actually on the border. You know, secure it. There's your doggone immigration reform. Make everybody come through the gate like they're supposed to. You know, you don't got to be mean to them if they're coming down the wrong deal and aren't going through the legal channels. They give them some water and some food and say, look, you got to walk a mile down that way, go through that gate there, and they'll help you out. You know, you're welcome to come to America. You just got to do it the right way. And, you know, to sit around and call somebody racist for saying something common sense like that, that's ridiculous. It was the mainstream media, buddy, that told us that the doggone terrorists were going to get us. Am I wrong? They're the ones that said it. Our government said it. Our government said that we're under terror attacks. We're under terror watch. We gotta go over and fight against weapons of mass destruction. And the same CIA who told everybody that there was weapons of mass destruction and we had to send our men and women over there to bomb these folks. Then they get over there and they can't find no weapons of mass destruction. And now they're wanting us to believe that the Russians hacked the doggone election for Trump? Seriously? Well, I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you exactly why Trump got elected. Trump got elected because American people are fed up. That's why he got elected.
Trump got elected because Hillary couldn't change that many votes that fast.
That's right. Even with all her election fraud. He still had enough Americans coming after because they didn't want this lady who's so corrupt and covered in scandals to be the president. You know? And they're tired of being called racist. They're tired of being called homophobes and xenophobes. They're tired of the politically correctness that's engulfing their schools and teaching their kids propaganda. You can't even get your kids. You know what I heard today? There is a grade school in Missouri that literally will not allow students to have a fork to eat their lunch with. Doesn't matter what it is, they have to use a spoon. And the reason being, according to them, is they might stab each other with a fork.
Well, a spoon can be sharpened.
I asked the little kid, I said, well, do they still let you use pencils? It seems the pencil's a little bit more dangerous. He laughed and he said, yeah, but it ain't no laughing matter. Your kids are going to prison. And those ain't schools. They're internment camps. They're indoctrination centers. They go to school that they're under a microscope. They can't say certain things. They can't wear certain things. They have no rights. They walk in through a metal detector and they got cameras on them. They can't even have a doggone fork to have their lunch with. They have to have a spoon because they might hurt each other. That's ridiculous. A kid chooses dang Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun and gets in trouble.
As though it could do some damage.
Yeah. Well, what about all these cartoons that the mainstream media put out there where these little cartoon characters are all violent and everything and doing witchcraft and all that? Well, where's the mainstream media uproar about that? Well, it's okay to teach kids witchcraft. It's okay to have cartoons. It's just a cartoon after all. And you can say that the video games with all the third person or second person, first person shooter video games or whatever, going around shooting people and robbing everybody and stealing cop cars. Oh, that's all right. It's just a video game. But in the mind of the person,
I was outside one day and I heard this: "Get back here! I'll cut your head off. I'll kill you!" And I'm like, "Yes." I start running the house and they're watching Super Goku and all this other stuff. Huh. I said, "What the heck?" But they took He-Man off the air because it was violence.
Yeah.
And Tom and Jerry, no more Tom and Jerry cartoons. Doing what cats and mouse do, they chase and... Oh, come on, man.
Well...
Take away the good stuff and replace it with worse.
My point is this. It's okay to put that trash out there on the mainstream media. It's okay to propagandize. They actually passed a law saying it's okay to do propagandize. It's the truth. Look it up. It's okay to sit there and lie on mainstream media and use a skewed view and snippets of what somebody says taken out of context to make them appear like a bad person. And it's okay to do all that. It's not okay to go into a shouted theater and holler fire, but it is okay to get on nationwide TV and call every white person a racist. Now you got people running around beating up on white people because they think all white people are racist. Kill whitey, you know? Well, you're trying to start a doggone race war is what you're doing. Talk about how the cops are all racist and they're killing all the poor innocent black child. Well, folks, what happens the day the cops decide they ain't coming? What happens when the boy cried wolf one time too many? The cops get fed up and say, "I'm tired of getting shot at. I'm tired of getting called a racist. I'm not going in this section of the community anymore. I'm going to let them kill themselves off." What happens when the cops don't show up? What happens when nobody shows up? What happens when the fireman says it's too dangerous to go in there and put out that fire because I could get robbed or shot or stabbed or beat up for being white?
Yeah, somebody gets shot and the police don't show up for a half hour.
Yeah, what happens when the ambulances won't go there? You gotta watch what you wish for, because if you get what you want, if you want the government completely gone, if you want a race war, if you want a civil war, then whatever you get from that point on, you gotta deal with it. If you want your family living in a society such as that, then let the status quo, let them say what they want to say on mainstream media. The best case scenario is you just get tired of them saying all this lies and propaganda, and you start boycotting their advertisers. Don't buy nothing from anybody that Fox News advertises, or MSNBC, or ABC, or CNN. Don't buy it. And they'll stop lying to you. They're making money off of it.
I was watching a movie last night. Ma and Pa Kettle. Oh, my goodness. And I was sitting there thinking how free they are. And they have no concept of any of the main thoughts of today. It was true freedom. It was beautiful seeing it, man. I just sat back and, you know, it was actually funny. It was entertaining. It was good. I didn't see any sex on it, you know. And it was still a great movie.
Yep.
I watched it again. It was great.
Well, a lot of those...
You can't find stuff like that today because it doesn't have some music in there of some kind of violence or chase or today it's got to have a chase, it's got to have sex, it's got to have some kind of corruption, you know, something to battle. It's got to be about a battle. No, man, it was hilarious. Had a great plot.
Well,
and had none of the things of today or the critical thinking. Lies and mischievousness had none of that in it, and it was great, and they succeeded in what they were doing. It was something worth fighting for. Well, basically getting the farm up doing and getting things going for a chicken farm, and all the obstacles that they had to come over just to get it off the ground and get it living and operating itself. It was great.
Well, a lot of them old shows like that are actually making a comeback. A lot of them old shows
These kids tore things up and stuff like that, but you know what? Ma spoke, they all listened.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, a lot of them old...
Can't see that?
A lot of them old family shows like that are making a comeback because people are getting tired of watching trash on TV because it just keeps getting worse every year. know, some folks,
tired of suspense, tense.
Yeah, some folks
aggravation.
Some folks just got to the point where they don't even watch TV anymore. You know? And that's one thing that's good about YouTube out there is you can choose what you want to watch. You know? And they got a rating system right there on YouTube. Thumbs up or thumb down. If you don't like it, thumb it down. I get thumb
you
down.
You can get it without spending any money.
Yeah.
That's valuable. Once you're out of school and you're forced to go to school, you start seeking education because it's taken away from you. Kind of like that gal in the Olympics that had polio and overcame polio and went in there and got gold medals.
Yeah, but even
if something's away from you, it's more valuable. And if you can get it back, you will use it.
But even,
you will be obsessed with using it.
even in YouTube, you still got, you know, politics in behind the scenes, and you got different channels fighting amongst each other and kind of stuff like that. But in some sense, it's kind of good because you actually got this stuff out in the open and people are sorting it out. You know, they're talking through it, they're fighting over it, whatever. But the information is coming to the front, and somebody standing back watching both sides of the story can, you know, make a better decision that way. You see what I mean? It's kind of like what you were saying earlier about, you know, doomsday. If doomsday is on the way, why hide it from everybody? Let everybody know. If there's really aliens, let everybody know. Whatever. The true history of the world, let everybody know. You know? How would people react to finding out that maybe there were advanced societies before us? Maybe the Earth had been around for trillions of years. You know, maybe the Earth is flat. Maybe it is round. I don't know. Have we been to space? Have we not been in space? Is there or isn't there a one world government conspiracy? You know, the truth is basically dependent on the teller these days, and you need to sort through that stuff in order to get a good, informed decision going on. We got the Mad Science Show, where we work on alternative ideas and stuff for energy, and if we're successful in our mission, which I believe we will be, we'll prove to the world that there's other better ways to do it, and literally prove that energy is free, that we're surrounded by it. On the Knights of the Round Table, we'll address all kinds of situations out there and give you all kinds of options. Thomas has mentioned numerous times about a revolving boycott. You know, how many people actually think about that? And it could work. It could actually bring the prices down. You can control the prices by your spending. If you don't want to pay $5 a gallon for gas, then don't pay $5 a gallon of gas. Hold your money in your pocket until they drop the price. It's supply and demand, common sense.
Huh? Your economic problems can be solved by buying locally.
Yeah.
Well, the point of the revolving boycott, too, though, is that you can still get the gas you need from the other guys because it's a cartel, and you just have to make one of them break. So if you stop buying from one, you go ahead and pay your $5 a gallon to the other guys, but as soon as you're done dealing with them, they know that once that's done, the punch bowl is going to be taken away from them next. None of them know which one it's going to be.
Yep.
Like, oh no, well, you know, if they're going to come after us, maybe we should go ahead and be the lowest price on the list, so maybe they won't come after us next.
That's right.
So maybe you've proven that's how it works, then the $5 a gallon price will stop. And that system, you know, when you hit the lowest price you can hit, when you bankrupt the first oil company.
Yeah.
And if they had been sticking it to us all this time, it wouldn't have to come to that. But unfortunately, they have, so it has.
And that financial roller coaster ride that they'll be on, they won't be able to withstand that. They'll have to do something different. They can't take it. You know, they got expenses too.
It used to be that competition drove the prices down. But when the competition all get together and say, yeah, we all need to bring it up around this price. We'll fight around in this range.
Yeah,
that's just it. Competition does bring the price down, but they have gotten around the competition. They have evolved. And as a consumer, we have stagnated. We have to evolve as a consumer in order to keep up with them.
So there you go. There's a positive solution, a method by which you can you know, take your finances back out there in the world. And that's all over the world. That don't just work here in America. That work anywhere, you know. And,
well, and Money just pointed out, buying locally. There's so many things you buy at Walmart. If you pay a little extra to some other company to buy locally, you'll drive the price that's at Walmart down, because they'll have to come down so low that people will abandon the boycott on Walmart in order to come back and get the good price. And you teach them that you don't have to have them, because everything they sell, someone else sells it locally too.
Yep, and they might sell it cheaper. Might be better quality.
Right, well, even if they don't sell it cheap, the point is,
you keep them from the big company.
Yeah,
from the big company. When you got the big company, it's like when the people got AIDS and they had that medication, it cost them $2,000 a month for a prescription, but you go to Mexico, even though the stuff was made here in the United States by Big Pharma, you can go to Mexico and get them pills for 50 cents. But even though they were a concoction of poisons, and if you complained, yeah, the medicine's not working, okay, we're going to up your dosage. You know, stop buying from the big people.
Yeah,
the problem isn't the size of the company. The problem is how they treat their people, both the customer and the employee.
Yep.
And that's the thing is, you've got to focus on more than the price. If you're going to focus on boycotting Walmart, boycott them for more than one reason. Make sure they do the right thing on everything.
You go to Monsanto and you go into their lunchroom, there's no GMOs in those food machines.
Well,
you get what I'm saying, though. If you tell them, look, we're not going to put up with your shenanigans, you got the size, you can bring the prices down, you can pay the good, decent wages to these people, you either do that, or we'll drive you out of business, because as big as you are, we're bigger.
Yep.
The profit is bigger than Walmart.
Well, guys, we've...
We spend our money with who we want to, because we own it. That's
right.
We're down to it, so think about what you want to say last here real quick. But I just want to point out to everybody, the alternative media finally won a battle. We haven't won the war, but we won a battle, and in a major way. And so it's up to us whether or not we hold the feet to the fire on this episode and let the man do his job and hold his feet to the fire on the deal and keep him to his word. And if he doesn't do it, then we do it again. We go out there and put somebody else in office. Now's not the time to panic and riot and loot and pillage and bring the pitchforks out. We don't need our society deteriorating like that. But as far as the mainstream media, they got a serious black eye. They took a serious beating this election cycle, and they're paying a serious price over it. They're losing revenue because they're not getting the doggone ratings that they were getting before. They're recognizing that corporations like YouTube and Google and alternative medias and alternative social media networks are a danger to their very existence. And so they're going to come around. They already have, to some extent, come around and at least tried to talk about subjects that were taboo before. Now, they're going to have to turn around. They're going to have to start telling the truth in a major way. They're going to have to bring back the real investigative reporters and start being honest. Otherwise, they're going to go by the wayside. There will come a day, if everything keeps on the road that it is, that you won't turn your TV on and find mainstream media anymore. You'll turn your TV on and find the average Joe's news channel on YouTube or something, and that's where you'll get your information from. But even then, I have to be warning you that even then, you got to be vigilant and skeptical. You got to do your research. Find out the track record of these people you're voting for. Find out the track record of the companies you're buying from. Use your dollar and your vote wisely, and you can move this country and this world in the direction that you want. And that's how that goes. It's either that or let the kings and queens do what they've done all these years and basically monopolize everything that has to do with your very existence and your freedom. So, with that said, which one y'all want to go first?
I'll go ahead and speak first, and I want Thomas to speak on it. Thomas came up with a way of screening your politicians before they get in to be elected. And that's basically showing different films of good things and catastrophes and scan their minds. I'll just stop right there.
Thomas?
You're talking about using an empathy test, using an MRI.
Yes.
To see whether or not they get concerned about issues or whatever?
Well, see, and not only that, but also to see who they have empathy for. Test their who they have empathy. Is it general or is it focused on one specific group?
Well, I see a day that technology be readily available where you step in, you're a congressman, you want to run for president, you step in this machine and it says, you know, like, you remember those old cartoons where they test an egg and if the egg was rotten, a little needle would go over to the rotten side and it'd boot the egg off? Yeah, that's the kind of technology we need. The politician steps on the scale. If it says rotten, a big boot comes out or one of those hooks like they used to pull them off the stage with.
Today, if they tried that, they'd probably have somebody corrupt running the machine and changing the readings.
Well, we wouldn't allow that. We'd be checking that out. We'd have to have the calibration checked all the time to make sure it was on the up and up because... And just...
Bring the people who are supposed to be going into it through it by local people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And make sure they don't have a bar of soap under their armpit.
And how powerful would our government be, and how much less would it cost if people, out of their whole year, instead of the taxes, spend 2 weeks being the government?
Well, that would be nice. You know what?
You have jury duty. Powerful government.
You have jury duty. Sometimes you get called to jury duty, so why not be called to Congress for a few weeks at a time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, compensated.
Somebody that takes diuretics or something like that and can't sit there through the whole trial. That's different.
If you sour the pot so that it's not all just sweet, guess what? You'll have to insist on it like duty.
Yep.
Take away that executive power crap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever we do, we got to do it together.
Executive punishment. That means you get punished, you get caught abusing the executive power.
Whatever, yeah.
That priest, he need to be hung and boiled in oil and then sandpapered to death and then boiled in oil again and
that's
then hung by
kinda,
the neck until dead again.
That kind of sounds a little harsh, like tarring and feathering, but whatever we do, we got to go, folks. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table?
Shenanigans.
I just want to remind you of something. Our United States Constitution here in America has three words with the emboldened letters on it. It says, "We the people." We the people have to do this together, and we have to be eternally vigilant in order to ensure that the knuckleheads ain't running the show. Go watch the video of the Dots on YouTube. Look it up, the Dots. I don't know if that's the actual name of it, but it's an explanation of how government works. it's very interesting, very good.
Now, if God created us in His image, and He gave us the power to control and do everything in His way, then why should a few people that want to set themselves up into position and call themselves God rule this many people as though they are gods?
Well, that's
I'm sorry. We got more power than they do. And if it's a squeaky wheel gets the grease, I tell you what, the whole republic got together, we can make one heck of a squeak.
Yeah, and then here's the thing, folks. You know, if the law is good for you, then it needs to be good for them, and so on and so forth. So hold their feet to the fire. Keep in contact, get a personal relationship going on with your local leadership and find out what the real truth is. That's the only way to do it, you know. I don't know what more to say than what we've already said. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. This is kind of different because we've been out here this afternoon as opposed to early in the morning, so we might have to do this more often. What do you guys think? No?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, well, peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to the Knights of the Roundtable. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like the podcast, share them with everybody on your social media networks, and thank you for tuning in. Take care.
Man, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old. Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We're routine to call the scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more stable. So many times we give and rhyme to our quiet dancing label. We're off the bad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Hear ye, hear ye. King Shazeez the Turbo. All wrathful King Shazeez the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table.